We're on Yud Omid Beis at the very bottom. The Gemara was learning the source, etymology of various words. Dasha, second line from the bottom, is a door. Amar Rava, Derech Shom. Dasha is a contraction of Derech Shom. It's the way out. Darga, a ladder. Amar Rava, Derech Gad. Something get up to the second floor with. So a ladder, a staircase. Poriya is a bed. Amra Papa, Shaporim Varovim Aleho. Because people are fruitful and multiply, what's it called, through the bed. Omer of Nachum bar Yitzchak, Af anu ne'emar, Eilenis, Duchronis de lo yolda. Why is a woman who can't have children, who's an Eilenis, who's basically doesn't have, she's like a male. So an Ayal is a male ram. So she's a duchronis to loyolda. She's like a male who can't have children. Rashi. Af anu ne'emar, af anu nidroshes hashemos. You can also find the meaning behind words. Ma loshen eilenis, shekoru chachom le'ish hashen riu leile, duchronis, loshen ayel tomin, dekamar, metargaminen dechar shalim. Ayel's a male ram. Harehi ka'ayel sheni yolid. She's like a ram who can't personally give birth, like a male. Okay, the next sugya is the sugya of ger katan, which you could spend the next few weeks on. And even though we're not learning the iyun here, say the least, Lamais has a lot of interesting points here that are very relevant to geirus and what creates a geirus or whatever. And even though in Yevamos we also went through some of those in Yonim, when I spend some time at least and mention what is here, what in Yonim are here, the kitzur. But I think I was going to do it as we go through, but that breaks up the sugya. So I think we'll do is today we'll learn from Mishnah to Mishnah, and tomorrow we'll take time to go back and mention some of the points that are brought up in this sugya by Ger Katan, as halachas to adoptions and to many other halachas of geiris in general. Okay, so today we'll just learn the Gemara and Rashi, and tomorrow we'll go back over it with some points that are brought up in this sugya. Okay, Hagioris v'hashvuya v'hashivcha, a convert or a woman who was captured by Goyim, and a shivcha, right, a woman who became a non-Jewish slave, who's a shivcha kananis, who is converted partially. She's chayiv in all mitzvahs like a regular woman, but she's not a Jew yet. She's not a Goya and she's not a Jew, somewhere in between. So sheniftu, who were either, now we're going back on the shivcha, right, who were redeemed, the shenizgairu, or converted, going back on the gioris, the shenishtachru, and the rishonim remark why the order is not the right order. It should have had first shenizgairu, the shenifdu, and the shenishtachru. Right, the gioris was nizgair, and the shvuya was nifda, and the shivcha was nishtachru. So the Rishonim who speak why the order of the women is one way and the order of what happened to them is something different. But in any case, that's the Mishnah. All of this happened when they were less than 3 years old. So all these cases were afraid that the woman is no longer a besula. A gioris, we assume that non-Jewish people are promiscuous. They don't have a reason to be dafka, chaste, and therefore, what's it called, we assume that any girl over three is not a besula. Possibly not a psula. A shvuya, same thing. She was captured by Goyim. We are choshish that she was raped by them. And a shivcha, the same thing. She was a goya to begin with. But if she became a Jewess as a gioris when she was less than 3 years old, or she was redeemed from being a shivcha less than 3 years old, so her whole shivcha life was when she was less than three, or she was captured and released and she still wasn't 3 years old, then we assume there's still a basula, because if they wouldn't be a basula, first of all, you could tell the basulim grow back. It's less than 3 years old, so we assume that she's a basula. No reason to assume different than any other woman. The yeshon tainus basulim, and if she's found not to be a basula, the chosan has a taina that she probably was mezana after she was 3 years old. Okay. Okay, no Rashi. Amrav Huna. Ger Kotten. So now, since we mentioned the fact that a Gioris can be a Gioris when she's less than 3 years old, so she surely can be a Gioris when she's a Ketana. So how in the world does a Ger become, who's a Kotten, become a Ger? Geris usually is that person has a Makabal Mitzvah, or whatever. Here we're talking about a child that doesn't have that ability to Makabal any Mitzvah, don't even das. Omra puna ger cotton matbilinos al das basin. How do you get a ger cotton? There's another way of getting a ger cotton too. A woman converted and she was pregnant, so her child is automatically Jewish, right? It's a Jewish child, but lemaisa she and the child converted together. So what's it called? She didn't convert and then give birth. She converted together with the when she was pregnant. So then the child has a din of the mother's a ger, and the child has a din of a Jew, but she's the child of the Gioris, and all the halachas of the Geiris apply to that child. In any case. So ger cotton matbilinos al das bezdin. Ger cotton, bezdin is matbil. Avadi, if it's a boy, you need a bris milah too. But what is common to a woman and a man is tefillah, and the tefillah is the end of the geiris. The milah comes first, and then the tefillah. So matbilin also das beisdin. But for a man, if either you give him a bris milah, also das beisdin. Maiko mashmalon. So the beisdin is matbil him l'shem geiris. Maiko mashmalon. It's a schus to be a Jew, and as schus you can do for a person even shalomi daito. And since a cotton doesn't have das, whatever you do is shalomi daita. So the beisdin is mizaka, the geiris, which is a schos, to that child. So they confer geiris on the child as a schos. Okay. Again, we're not going to leave how that works, what it is, the natorim, the midrabbanan, whatever, for tomorrow. So that's the chiddush. Al das beisdin Rashi im ein lo av the imo have yosel is gayer. He doesn't have a father, and his mother brings him to megayer. So the medayik in this Rashi, what does that mean? What if his mother didn't bring him? He came himself. Right. So there are other possibilities how we can be find a kid. You know what's it called? We don't know who he is. So that's megayer him, because maybe he's a goy. He's in a place with robe goy. Right. Or a person else who adopt a child. So the parents didn't give him up. So Rashi seems to say if he had a father, then you don't need this halacha b'chlal. His father brought him to convert. So only if his mother brought him to convert, then you need this halacha. Okay. What that means, we'll see tomorrow. Matbilin al-das beizdin. De'ein l'chager below milo tvila. Because you vade need mila and tvila, and tvila is the last stage of the geirus. Al-das beizdin. Shloshi yubit tvila. So kedin kol tvila's ger. Shetzricha gimel. You need a beisdin, for any geiris. Right? Geiris is considered a mishpat, and the geiris is not valid unless there's a kosher beisdin. The hay nasin lo av, v'ari hu ger al yedehem umago b'yayin kosher. And he becomes a ger through this beisdin, and he becomes like a Jew for what, Rashi says? That if he touches wine, it's kosher. Mashmi is not a full-fledged Jew. It's only a halacha d'rabbanan. L'gabi halachas d'rabbanan, he's a Jew. But from Rashi's mashma, that other halachas, he's not a Jew. He's still a goy, but we treat him like a Jew, midrabbanan. Okay, Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? Maiko mashmalon, deschusulo, v'zochin lonim shalom b'fanav, tanina. We have a mission that says that. Zochin lonim shalom b'fanav, vein chavim lonim shalom b'fanav. Mishnah says, you're zocha to a person shalom b'fanav, v'yin achavim ela b'fanav. Now the same, and I think, no, it's not a schus for a goy to be a Jew. A goy would rather be hefker. Because the Gemara's machlok is whether an Eved would rather be Hefker, and therefore it's not a schus to be free, or he'd rather be free and not Hefker. Free meaning now he's a Jew, full-fledged Jew, so he's not Hefker anymore. So the Shaila is, would an Eved rather be Hefker and not free, or would he rather be free? So that's a machlokus. But if it wouldn't be the inyan of being freed, everybody holds that a Goy would rather be Hefker. It's not an Eved, right? So it's not only according to Reb Meir who holds that it's a schus for an Eved to go free, right? That's not a schus for an Eved to go free because it's the Avda Behefkeiro Nichole, but by a Goy, everybody holds Avda a Goy is Behefker Nichole, rather be Hefker than not a Jew. Kamash Malon, the honey mile Godel, that's a Godel, would rather be Hefker. To Tom the Isura, because he knows what Isurim are, he's tasted them, so he would rather continue them. But a cotton who never really had a chance to get involved in Averis doesn't have yet the big Yetzer Hara, right? For him, what's it called? It's a schus to be a Jew. Okay? One of the things that's brought up over here is what if he's not going to be brought up for him? Wouldn't beguire him, but he's going to be brought up in a family with a Machal Shabbos, he Tarfis. Is it a schus to be a Jew only if you're from? Or it's even a schus to be for a Jew if you're not from. We'll see. Mora says, Lema Misayele, Sirashi, Mao de Seima, Ovikachom Bethkeri Nichale. The Chovulo. It's not a schus to become Jewish. The Einodim Nasa Shliach La'odim Lechovoso. You can't become a Shliach, and here Rashi's clear that Zachin La'odim Shlobafonov is through Shlichus. Which obviously the question is, how does a Kotten have a Shliach? A Kotten can't have a Shliach. So Kotten can't have a schus for him either. So Rashi though says, "Nasa shliach l'olam mechovoso shlo b'fonav kolomer shlo midaito." The cotton lab b'nei day, and then cotton doesn't have das, and therefore what's it called? It's not a schus. It's only if it's a schus, but it's not a schus. How can you become a shliach for somebody shlo midaito lechovoso against or something that's not a schus? The hagabi eved kind of perikama de gitten the vadi beskera nichalei. Noach lo lios eved b'yei mutter behefker zimas hashvachos miyos ben chorin lios mutter b'vas Yisrael v'lo zilele v'lo shichele lefkeira. Right, the eved would rather remain an eved and be able to be promiscuous with shvachos than have to marry only a regular Jewess, and regular Jewesses are not so promiscuous. He'd rather be able to be promiscuous than to be free. Kamash malon hacha degabe ovikochad and katan lo amrin hachi. By a cotton, you don't say that. Since he's, first of all, not an Eved, and second of all, he's a cotton. The honey mile de nichalei behefkeira, when do we say that a person's nichalei behefkeira, that's a goggle, she goggled the midos hefkeiras, grew up being hefker. The toim lay time of disuras, he got used to the time of doing things that are awesome. But what's it called? But the cotton never had that, never got used to that. So for him, it's a schus to be Jewish. Okay, lema mesayele. So let's say that what's it called? Our Mishnah is a proof to this idea that you can create a ger cotton, even though the cotton himself does no das. Beis din can be matbelin, and you can create a ger who's a cotton, because our Mishnah says hagioris vashuya vashivcha sheniftu v'shenisgayru v'shenishtacheru p'chusos mibon sholoshon v'yom echad. Right? How did they get to be ger? L'chora my lav that belinu al das beis din. How did they get to be Misgai, or how did she get to be a Gioris less than 3 years old? Unless Bezdin was Matbil her Aldato. It's talking in a case where a Ger, a father, brought his children to be Megayer together with him. There it's for sure a Schus. The children want to be, what's it called, connected to their father. The father's becoming Jewish, they want to be Jewish too. They want to remain a family. So if the father, that's what Rashi said, it's talking with the father, didn't bring the mother brought. So we'll see tomorrow, well, what about if the mother's converting with them? Right? Father ran away somewhere, and the mother is raising the children, and she converts with them. Is that the same din as the father or not? Why is the father different? There's Masha from here, Dafka, the father, Ger, who a man comes from Megayer, and he wants Megayer's children together with him. Then it's for sure a schus for the children to remain with their father in the same religion as the father. The nichlu b'may David avu, and they're happy to do what the father wants to do. Rashi, No Rashi. Okay, right. So, Omer Rav Yossi. So therefore, there's no raya for the Mishnah that Ger Katan, who doesn't have a father, who's being Megayer together with the children, but the person brings his kids for some reason, he wants to Megayer the kids, but he doesn't want to be Megayer. Like the case of adoption. Giving up his kids, somebody else, Jewish, should bring them up and be Megayer them. So the father's not being Megayer. It's not in that they're Nicha, what the father's doing with them. The father's giving him over to somebody else. So then, is based in the fact that based in could be Megayer them, where it's not perhaps 100% schos, like if the father be Megayer with the children, that's the Chiddush. But our Mishnah is Loraya that second case is possible, because it could be talking about the first case where the father came, what's it called, the Megayer is a family. Omer Rav Yossi, Higdilu Yecholim Linchos, even though based in is Megayer these children when they're children, when they grow up, they could protest. They could protest their being a ger, and they revert back to being a goy. Pashtus lemafreya, we'll see what it is. How that could be, that means they were Jewish till now, and now they're not Jewish, or they were Jewish till now, but now since they were mocha retroactively, they weren't Jewish ever. Nafkamina is, what if they were married? Is a marriage, not a marriage, whatever. Lemafreya. But the Maisha, they can be Moche. Eisvei Abaya, so Abaya asked on this that they could grow up. The Shaila is when can they be Moche? When they grow up. That's what we're going to discuss in a few seconds. So Abaya asked the following question. Hagioris Vashvuya Vashivcha Shiniftu Vishnizgairu Vinishisachru Bechusim Vosholishon Vyomechot Subosom Mosayim. If, what's it called? A Gioris or a Shvuya. Or a shivcha that became freed or converted. Let's call it the yoris, a girl who converted before she was 3 years old. So her ksuba is 200. That's what the mission says. The isol gadai techigdilu yochol nimchos yavin la ksuba daazlo v'yochol begeusa. And then she got divorced when she's a katana, right? We'll give her her ksuba for 200 ksubas. Then she'll grow up, she'll be 12, she'll be Moche, retroactively she'll be a Goya, and we ended up giving 200 zoos of Jewish money to a Shiksa. So why don't we hold the Ksuba in abeyance to see if she's going to be Moche or not? Where it says, V'chi Godla. No, it's talking where she already grew up, and that's when she got divorced. So we know she's not going to be Moche anymore. She's already a Gedola. Where it says, V'chi Godla Nomi Mimcha V'nafka. Maybe tomorrow she'll be Moche. If it's open-ended, she could always be Moche on the Geirus. Let's be afraid that tomorrow, after the Get, she'll be Moche. Where says, no, even she could only be Moche up until the time she's a Gedola. Once, for 1 second, she was a Gedola, then she can't be Moche anymore. How that works out, the Chorish can't be Moche when she's a Ktana. She can only be Moche the first second, so what? At what second can she be Moche? It's what's it called, the very unreasonable kind of thing. We'll see tomorrow what it means. In any case, the Gemara says, once she grows up, she could be Moche at the very first second. After that, she can't be Moche anymore. So once she wasn't Moche, that she loses the right to be Moche, and then she's Jewish forever. And if she goes back to being living like a Goya, she's a Mumeris, like any Jew that doesn't keep the Torah. She doesn't become a Goy the Mafreya. But if she was Moche the first second, then she's not a Jew at all. So once, we don't give her ksuba until she grows up, and 1 second she wasn't Moche, and now we know for sure she won't be Moche, she's a Jew forever, no way of getting out of it, now we'll give her ksuba. That's Abaya. That's what Abaya asked, and the answer they gave. Mosiv Rava, Elu Naros She'eshu and Knas, these are the Naros who have a Knas, or considered a, what's it called, Ma'anish, a Vesula, right, gets a Knas. Habo'al ha-mamzeres, even if the girl was a mamzeres, or ha-anesina, v'al ha-kusis, v'al ha-gioris, v'al ha-shvuya, v'al ha-shivcha, sh'niftu, v'sh'nizgayru, v'sh'nishtachru, p'chusim, v'sho l'shon v'yomechon. What's no gear to us is the gioris. Right, if you ma'anes a gioris, who was Mrs. Guy, or less than 3 years old, and now she's a nara, right, so she was a basula, because when she was Megayer, she was less than 3 years old. So the halacha of the knas only goes on a basula. She was a basula. Now she's a nara. but she was converted when she was less than 3 years old. If you'll tell me that when she grows up she could be moche, give her knas and then she'll be moche, and you ended up you gave the knas to a goya. Mer says the chigodla, right? So talking where she's already a gedola. Mer says the chigodla nami mimche v'nafka. Tomorrow she'll be moche, not today. Mer says kivin shigdila shachas lo mixa shuv eni chol limchas. Rava said the same teretz. Once she grows up, even for a second, and wasn't moche, she can't be moche anymore, and now she's for sure a Jew, and now we give her the knas. So Abaya lo makara. Why didn't Abaya ask Rava's kasha and give the answer over there? Abaya lo makara Rava. Over there, even if we'll give the goya the knas, but the whole purpose of the knas is that the guy who did this terrible thing should get a knas. So what are we going to be afraid of? We're going to give his money to a goya? Yeah, let him suffer. Why should he benefit, right? Because maybe she'll be mocha and she'll be a goya, so what? So let his money go to a goya. We're punishing him. So since the knas is for him, Abaya didn't want to ask the question from that, because it makes sense that even if she could be mocha, let's punish him, even to give the money to a goya eventually. Rav Alomer Kabai, why didn't Rav say Abaya's case? Right, the case of what's it called, of the ksuba. Ksuba hainu taima shalote kalabena votzia. Right, as long as he's married to her and she's Jewish, we don't want him to be able to divorce her easily. So she's nice now, she's Jewish. What'll happen later, and she'll be mocha and lamafreya, right? But nice now, we don't want him to be able to divorce her easily. So therefore, even though what could happen later, right, could make her a goya lamafreya, that doesn't concern us. Right now we're concerned that she should have a ksuba, that right now she's Jewish, that he shouldn't be able to divorce her easily. Rashi. Yecholim limchos. Lomar im efshenu lios geirin v'chosim l'sura. We don't want to be geirin. What is mocha? They say we're not interested in this geiris. And Rashi l'mafreya, they go back to being goyim. V'ein lanu l'onshim v'beisdin v'afin l'yodeno takim. We can't punish them anymore for anything they do wrong, because they're not Jews anymore. They do something wrong that only a Jew would be chayiv for. They're not Jews anymore. V'im kiddush isha mishemicha ein asricha get lios ki Yisrael mumer. And if she married, this ger married a woman, or she was a woman who got married by somebody, after she was mocha, or after he was mocha, he's not a Jew. The kedushin is no kedushin, the woman doesn't need a get, she's a goy, and like any goy, after the machor. L'chi gadla lo yavim rat shetagdol. So Gemara says, no, we don't give her a ksuba until she grows up and she wasn't mocha. Gemara says, shuv en yichol limchos, so she'll be mocha then. Gemara says, no, once she grew up, she can't be mocha anymore. What happens if she is mocha and she's not interested in being a Gioris after that? Right? Then she's a Jewess who's a Mumeris. She can't take away the Gioris, so she's a Gioris. She's not interested in living like a Jew, so she's like any Jew who goes off the Derech. She's a Jewess who went off the Derech. She Eishlem Knas, Nun Kesef Yimi Onser. If he raped them, they get 50 shkolin, right, as a Knas. What's the chiddush of mamzeres? You're not allowed to marry a mamzeres. And the Torah says that he has to give a knas and marry her. Here he can't marry her. Some might think that if he can't marry her, there's no knas. From Ashbalon, they're not dependent on each other. Abaya lo omaka Rava, the mosid miknasa. Why didn't Abaya ask from the case of knas like Rava did? The kesover lav tiyuftahi. It wouldn't be a question from Knas. The time of the Kansi, the Knasa, Shelo Yecholtin Yisker, Lehipotter. By Knas, we want to hurt this guy. So the money will go to a Goya, so what? We're not going to let the guy get off because maybe his money will go to a Goya. We want to hurt him. We want to punish him. Rav Alomar Kabai, why didn't Rav ask the question from Ksuba? The Mosim Ksuba, the Hosim time of my Takinu Le Rabbon and Ksuba, Shelo Te Kalabain of Votzia. Why did the Rabbon and Institute of Ksuba that it shouldn't be easy for him to divorce her? As long as she wasn't mocha, it's a good marriage. So we want to preserve that marriage. We're not worried about what could happen in the future. Right now, it's a Jewish marriage. We want to, what's it called, to preserve it. So that's why Baya didn't say like Rava didn't say like Abaye. So go over some of the inyanim from yesterday's sugya. First of all, the Rashi says that it's talking in a case where a mother brought her son to be Megayer, cotton, and he has no father. Some Rishonim learn that if they had a father, and the father brought him to be Megayer, so either the father has Shlita over his children by Goyim, and he has the right to be Megayer them, and then you don't need Das Beisdin or whatever. So a din that a father has a koach of being Megayer his son. Or that if he came with the father, the we take on that it's for sure a schus for the child, a schus gomer for the child, to want to convert, and it's talking in a case where the father also is converting. So the father is converting, and the child doesn't grow up with the father, and what's it called? And some say that even if it would be the mother, and the child will grow up with the mother, it's the same thing. It's talking in a case over here where the mother brings the child to convert, and the mother's not converting. The when the father converts the child, right, or the parents, and that they convert as a family, so then there's a shita that holds that the child can't be mocha, that it's not because of the schus and das beisdin, and there's no right to be mocha, and the geirus is a geirus no matter what. There's kashas from the sugya of how to learn up the sugya like that, but there's a shita like that. So that's the first thing. Others say that the reason Rashi said that the father brings him is just to tell me that Beis Din does not look around for Gerim. We don't go around trying to snatch non-Jewish children and Megayer them. Beis Din doesn't do it on its own. There's even a shita that holds that if Beis Din was Megayer somebody, a cotton, on its own, without anybody coming and demanding that the child be Meguyer, the Gerim is no Gerim. So we don't look for Gerim. We surely aren't Megayer children without either their parents bringing them or other reasons. What's normal today is that sometimes families convert together, so you have little children also. But what's more Shriach is adoption. People bring, sell their children or give their children away to other people to adopt Goyim, and they're converted and brought up Jewish. So here the Shaila is like this. If they're being brought up from, so then you could say that the parents brought them, like we said over here, the parents aren't being Megayer, but the parents brought them for gear for whatever reason they have, and their children are adopted, and they're legally adopted, hopefully, and they're going to grow up in a from home. So it's a schus for a child who was never toying Tamadi Sura to be a from a yid. What happens though if the parents are not from, and the child's not going to be brought up from? So he's going to become a Jew, and he's not going to what's it called keep mitzvahs. So then most poskim hold that it's not a schus for a child like that. It's better to be a goy and do averus than to be a Jew and do averus, and therefore it's not a schus. And bechlal the geirus isn't chal, bechlal not. Others hold no, that lemaisa it's still better to be a Jew even if you're a chote than to be a goy. There's a mile in being a Jew altogether, even if you're not going to be from. So there is such a sheet. And then the geirus would be chal, still a schus for the child. Okay. Shailayas Tosa speaks over here. Lamaisa, how is Bezin Zocha? What are they Zocha? So Pasha is Zocha, the Kedushas Yisrael, Gine Yisrael for this child. First of all, as a Shaila, the Ikar of geirus is Kabbalah Samitzis. That's the main thing. Without Kabbalah Samitzis, there's no geirus. Tvilah, Mila is all just, if somebody's Makabal the mitzvahs, then through Mila and Tvilah, they can become a geir. But if there's no Kabbalah Samitzis, there's no geirus. The Ram holds over here, you don't have to tell this child about mitzvahs. But that doesn't mean there's no Kabbalah Samitzis, just no Hodah Samitzis. Two things. Person comes, he says, I don't know what Judaism is all about, whatever it is, I'm a Kabbalist. That's a good Kabbalah. I'll learn. He can't possibly know everything. Except a regular ger, a godel, we tell him, mixes for him some things. We don't yet learn Kola Torah Kula. Jews don't know Kola Torah Kula. But whatever you'll learn, you'll do. And you're a Kabbalah. Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebalteh. Right? Nasha v'nishma. That's a good gerus. But if the person is not mekabel mitzvahs, even if he says he's mekabel mitzvahs, we know that he doesn't mean it. Right? He's not going to be frum. He's marrying somebody. He's doing it for marriage. He's marrying somebody who's not frum. You know, grow up in a home that's no frumkeit. Whatever. It's a godly. So that's called dvarim shebelibo v'leib kol adam. There's a big machlokus where a lot of these rabbonei giyur, right, accept geirim that they know aren't going to keep mitzvahs, aren't going to be shomer shabbos or whatever, and what's it called, and consider them geirim because in front of the beis din they declare they're going to keep mitzvahs even though it's a farce. Most poskim, rov rubam of the reliable poskim that we are somechan for other things, hold it that it's a farce. There's no such thing, no geirim. That's called Dvarim Shebelibo V'Leiv Kol Adam. Somebody who knows that somebody is Mekabel Mitzvahs and it's meaningless because you know from the background or whatever, he doesn't intend to keep them. And he never keeps the Mitzvahs. So then it's no Gerus. There's no Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So how about this kid? Kid has no Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So therefore, some learn that this Gerus is only the Rabbanah for various reasons. One is that there's no Zechiah for a Katan in HaTorah. Because a Zechiah is mitum shlichus, and a Katan doesn't have shlichus, and he's a goy now. So out the goy, we could say that since he's becoming a Jew through this, he does have shlichus. But it could be it's only the Rabbanah. So therefore, many learn that this Geirus is only the Rabbanah. We let him marry a Jew, right, through this Geirus, even when he's a Katan, or a Katana, right, she's allowed to marry a Jew. So Tosa says, because Yesh Koach V'Yad Chachom Laker Dor Min HaTorah B'Kum V'Yasei, according to that sheet. Then Tosa says, no, it could be that it's really a Geirus Min HaTorah. There's no Kabbalah Samitzvahs. So Lemaisa, what we do is the following. We assume that the child Dezdin, that's part of what Dezdin's Mezakeh him with Kabbalah Samitzvahs too. And that's why later on when he grows up, if he tells us that he never really was in the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, not interested in all of this, then the Mafreya, there was never a Geirus. If he continues keeping mitzvahs, then the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs of the Beis Din takes effect retroactively even, and he's a Jew from straight on. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that, like we said, he's only a Geir de Rabbanan, and the Geirus becomes the Oraisa when he's Mekabel Mitzvahs, when he's a Gadol. And then the original Tvila and Mila kick in, but until then he's only a ger de rabbanan, like Rashi says, for dinei de rabbanan he's considered a Jew, and could be not for dinei de oraisa. Tosha says even for dinei de oraisa could be that we consider him a Jew because yesh koach biyad chachom lakor dovrim in haTorah bekum v'yasei. And if he's only a ger de rabbanan, then we understand that he was a ger de rabbanan until then, and now he's a goy. The Rabbanan made us consider him like a Jew. It doesn't work retroactively and necessarily. And therefore, if he touched wine when he was a ger, cotton, and now he was moche, so he's no longer a Jew, but he's no longer a Jew, mikana lahava. He was a Jew, but the Rabbanan before that. And therefore, the wine is kosher. But if the idea is that it's a gerus d'oraisa, it's just that it can retroactively be bottled, then he lemaisa retroactively was a goy, so whatever he did then, he now retroactively comes out to be as a goy. The next thing, okay, so that's a different shilas of this. This is a geris d'oraisa, geris d'rabbanan. That which it says he could be moche, but he can't be moche if he grew up. So when is he moche? So some say the idea is that even if he didn't say I want to remain Jewish, but he did anything Jewish, right, that only Yidden do, after the time that he became a Gadol, it's automatically the Geirus kicks in. Because he showed from that Maisa that there's a Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, any mitzvah. And then after that, he can't be Moche anymore. So, but what it means is Moche is, some say he can be Moche when he's a Kotten. Others hold he has to be Moche when he's a Gadol, but the first minute he's a Gadol. So what it means is, as long as he didn't do anything Jewish when he was a Gadol, and then he tells us he's not interested, that helps. As soon as he does anything Jewish, or he accepts it, then he can't change his mind anymore. Then he's Jewish. The shaila is, if he didn't know that he was a ger, he found out when he was 17. So some hold that since he didn't know, he's doing Jewish things, this doesn't show any Kabbalah Samitzis. He didn't know he's a ger, so he has to do it. Once he finds out he's a ger, at that point he could be mocha. If at that point he does something Jewish, then he can't be mocha anymore. Whether you have to tell a ger katan or just let him, depends on the shayla. Right? If he doesn't know he's a ger, right, then just being Jewish doesn't make it a Kabbalah Samitzis. He's doing it because he thinks he's Jewish, not because he knows he's a ger and this is like Kabbalah Samitzis. According to that, you have to tell him, and that's the min. The minig is to tell a child that he's a ger and that he's adopted or whatever, and give him the choice whether he, done it by quite a few children, right, give him the choice, and I haven't had anybody yet who told me that they want to be mocha or whatever, since it would cause a tremendous amount of social problems. Even though I had children that had tzveikas, whether they wanted to be Jewish or not, but lice in the end, they decided that that's the best way to go. But that's the minig. The minig is to tell them, and then if they're knowing anything Jewish, put on tefillin or whatever, after that, they're stuck with being Jewish. They can't, there's no way of, and then if they don't, if they stop keeping, they go off the derech, like any year that went off the derech, he's a mummer. That's all. Okay. No, it has to be a godel means shtei saros and 13 or 12. Okay, that's a gilui yecholin limchos. We spoke about adopting where the people's not going to be from, and what the macho is. The macho lechor, according to many, is that he, from the time he's a katan, in other words, from right before his bar mitzvah, he doesn't keep anything Jewish, and it continues on into the first few moments that he's a gadol. That's already considered a macho. But the opposite case, where he does things Jewish from the time he's a katan and when he begins to be a gadol, then there's no place for macho after that. Okay. Let's go a little bit. Let's start the Mishnah. Hagadol shebal aktana. Okay, a gadol who lived with a ktana less than 3 years old. The katan shebal hagdola, and a katan who's less than 9 years old, who lived with a gedola. Okay. Umukaseit, a woman whose besulim was broken artificially. Ksubasa Mosai, divra meir. Rameir holds all these cases, the ksuba remains 200. She's still considered a besulim. We'll see in 1 second what the parameters are of each of these cases. Bacharchobim omri, mukaseit, ksubasa mona. The Chachamim hold that a mukas eitz, it only gets 100. We'll see about the other cases, but mukas eitz is only 100. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza min hanesuim, right? If a woman is still a besula, but she's an almana grusha or a chalutza min hanesuim, in other words, her first husband wasn't like the Mishnah we had before, that she only had Erusin with him. And then he died, or he divorced her, or he died and she had chalitza, right? But she's min hanesuim. She had a full-fledged marriage with the first guy, but she's still a basula. He never lived with her. And he took her into the chuppah, and on the way to the yichud room, right, a satellite fell on him, or whatever, and killed him, whatever. So she never had yichud, never lived with him. She's still a basula, but they had nesuit. So since she is an almona min anesuin, or a grusha min anesuin, or a chalutza min anesuin, her ksuba is only 100. The ain lohem tainus basulim, and the mele, there's no tainus basulim, because he should have assumed that even though it's possible that she's still a basula, but since they made the suin, it's also possible that that they did live together, right? And therefore, even though in a case where it's combined impossible, still she's considered already like a ba'ula.
How did you get to be a grusha like that?
He divorced her right after the nesuin. On the way to the yichud, yeah. He said, you know, I changed my mind. He passed somebody else. He said, hey, wait a second. Hagioris v'hashvuya v'hashivcha sheniftu v'shenisgayru v'shenishtachru yiseiros habanoshlo v'shanim. Right, case different than the mission before. The mission before, we had a Gioris who was a Gioris before 3 years old, or a Shvuya who was captured and redeemed after 3 years old. The Gioris was after she was three, or a Shivcha that became what's it called, the freed after 3 years old. Yom Subos and Mana, they only get 100 zoos. The Ainland Tainis Basulim, there's no Tainis Basulim. We assume that they're not Basulim. And when the guy married them, we assume that he knows that she wasn't a Basula. He married her on Manaskat, that she's not a Basula. He can't tie in the Tainis Basulim. Okay, see that. Habolak Tana, Chusum Ibashol Vashonim, She'ein Biyosa Biya, Shari Basuleh Choser. I said before, that the person who has relations with a girl yet less than three, the besulim grow back, so she's still considered a besula. The cotton pachos mi ventesha, a cotton less than nine doesn't have a maisa bia. Shomru chachom ein biyasu bia ubo alagdol, and he lived with a gedola umukas eitz nitzkala eitz boso makom, right? That she artificially something, she had an accident. And it took off her besulim pashtas. We'll see one second. Maybe not. Subasa masai im nisu leish acher echein. If after this happened, they got married to another person, then lo avdu bekaches subasa. They didn't lose their 200 zuz ksuba. Im nisa stam. If he married her stam, velo pirish laklum. It didn't say anything. Okay. Mashma. If he made a tnai that she's a full fledged besula. From Rashi, that later on that these are not full-fledged besulas. If you marry a stam, these aren't considered enough to be pogame in the 200 zoos. Besula she almana or grusha chalutza, a woman who's an almana, grusha chalutza, and still a besula, nina nesuin kigon she nichnas lechupa meis baila bechesu shalom nivala. They were nichnas lechupa, and the guy died. And she claims that they never lived together. She's still a besula. Ksubasa mana im nisis la'acher stam ksubasa mana. In this case, right, we assume that she's not a besula, and we assume that the husband also knew, the second husband, that since there was nisuin, she probably wasn't a besula. The becheskes beula kai kaima b'shenichnas l'chupa, right? Because he, what's it called, when he married her, she was becheskes beula. Here also, it may be different if he made it tonight. And he said, I'm marrying you only if you're a besula. And then, what's it called, could be that the halacha is different. The ein lohen tainis besulin, ein yochel ha'afsida oso mona velomer becheskes besula nisasicha v'ari michi mekotos. He can't tain it later on. I thought you were a besula, and I wouldn't have married you otherwise, so I'll give you nothing. Right? No, he can't tain it that. Once there's the suin, everybody assumes she's a ba'ula. We'll see, even in cases where there's edim that say that she's not a ba'ula, we assume she's a ba'ula. So that is the Mishnah. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Gemara.